Yesterday, we heard about a collaboration between the Sebastian Inlet Sport Fishing Association, or CISA, and Florida Tech, a voyage aboard the 85-foot research vessel, the Thunder Force. Today, in part two of our look at this excursion, we'll explore the role of Florida Tech faculty and students. Dr. George Mall, head of Department of Marine and Environmental Systems, part of the College of Engineering at Florida Tech, explains that the main purpose of this trip is to make a survey for the potential location of two, perhaps three artificial reefs in the next few years.
And so we are navigating a series of lines. As we go along those series of lines, we have a device called the side scan sonar, which is basically making a map of the seafloor.
Mall says once that information is combined with position coordinates from GPS, it can be used to inform the planning and application process for the addition of the reefs.
So we're doing many other things on this cruise besides what we're going to do today. Yesterday we had two dives, and we put into the water three systems that will measure the currents from the seafloor up to the surface.
It does so acoustically, Mall says, and it works underwater the way weather radar works for the weather forecast. Every 15 minutes, it makes a profile of the layers of currents.
What we're doing all that for is a doctoral dissertation to investigate the circulation of this area of the coast.
In particular, a phenomenon called upwelling, where the surface water gets blown offshore and water from deep underneath the Gulf Stream creeps up along the shelf into the coastal zone.
Divers have reported this for many, many years. They go down and all of a sudden they say it's like putting your hand into a bucket of ice water. That's big a difference. And that, again, that water probably comes from 25, 35 miles offshore underneath the Gulf Stream. It comes up, flows along the bottom, and comes up into the places where people are diving. It changes the visibility. It changes what's in the water. We have a change in the concentration of nutrients and so on. And in terms of a larger picture, you think about how the wind systems might change as Earth's climate changes. It might change how that upwelling increases or decreases and might affect the ecosystem of these coastal waters over a long period. I'm talking, decades, centuries.
And according to Mall, there's one other very important objective of this expedition.
Try to get the students who come out with us as much hands-on experience as we can. Teach them all the basics. Get them to know how our ship works, how to speak nautical language to the captain, so the captain knows, starboard is to the right, port is to the left, that kind of stuff. So a wide variety of experiences for them, from getting wet and dirty to sitting by and having a good supper at night.
Next, I caught up with some of the students on board the Thunder Force down in the galley during lunch preparations. Holly Sweat, Department of Marine and Environmental Systems, doctoral student.
My job on this cruise is a teaching assistant, so I'm aiding Dr. Mall in helping all of the undergraduates in the field projects course get their data.
Rebecca Borgett, senior biological oceanography major.
I'm a student. So data collection.
And Noelle DeStefano, senior in oceanography.
My job for this vessel is to assist in data collection.
DeStefano says she switched to oceanography from chemistry because she hopes to do work that counteracts the negative impacts we humans have on the environment.
I guess what I would like to do when I graduate is look at the fate and transport of hydrocarbons and as it relates to oil that's leaking into the environment and how it's affecting the environment. So that's what brought me here. Do you want to hear about the other things we'll be collecting today?
The answer? Zooplankton samples.
Anything else? So we're going to be looking at daytime plankton, what's in the water column, all the larvae that come from crabs and fish and everything that grow up starting in the plankton before they settle out to the bottom and become whatever we recognize as crabs and fish in their adult forms.
Sweat explains that there will be a difference in the daytime plankton and what the students will find tonight after dark when they'll collect another set of samples. And if you're wondering how they'll be graded on all this...
There's always a paper. And presentations may come of this too at our symposium at the end of the summer semester.
For some of the students on board the Thunder Force, this is a first-time experience, and it's a four-day-long trip. So how are they faring out at sea?
I'm good. I think we're good. So far, so good. I think it's been a good experience, besides the lack of sleep, but you have to deal with
that.
The
food's great.
Yeah, the food is great, and the captain is awesome.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see that coming.
A very special thanks to Captain Bill and his crew for hosting us on board the Thunder Force. To learn more about WFIT's marine experience, check out our blog at wfit.org. For WFIT, I'm Michelle Walker.